Harper Audio presents Micro by Michael Crichton and Richard Preston. Read by John Bedford Lloyd. Minute creatures swarm around us, objects of potentially endless study and admiration, if we are willing to sweep our vision down from the world lined by the horizon to include the world an arm's length away. A lifetime can be spent in a Magellanic voyage around the trunk of a tree. E. O. Wilson. Introduction. What kind of world do we live in? In 2008, the famous naturalist David Attenborough expressed concern that modern school children could not identify common plants and insects found in nature, although previous generations identified them without hesitation. Modern children, it seemed, were cut off from the experience of nature and from play in the natural world. Many factors were held up to blame: urban living, loss of open space, computers and the internet, heavy homework schedules. But the upshot was that children were no longer being exposed to nature and no longer acquiring a direct experience of nature. It was ironic that this should be happening at a time when there was, in the West, an ever greater concern for the environment and ever more ambitious steps proposed to protect it. Indoctrinating children in proper environmental thought was a hallmark.